Yep.
It's not going to change our preparation. You know, we'll get familiar with him this week. You know, I've had some familiarity with him before. I mean, he's played in games, obviously, in this league for a few years. So this won't be his first opportunity. And we'll get to know him over the next 4 days. And we don't expect their offense to change that dramatically. They got a lot of explosive players, good running game. So we'll prepare like normal.
How do you get to know Charlie Fry? Not as much tape on him recently.
No. We'll have, all the film of him actually playing in games and all that stuff available for our players here, today. And, we'll talk about some of his strengths and weaknesses just like we would any other player.
You talked the other day about maybe having to do some stuff with the safeties. If Ronaldo isn't able to play, we know he's done a lot of the communication.
Mm-hmm.
What sort of a loss is that communication-wise? Who might pick that up instead?
Well, I think, Doc certainly does a lot of communicating in the back end also. The secondary as a group has to communicate together. I mean, because if one of those guys, and sometimes there's five or six of them on the field together, if one doesn't know the call, then you've got a bad play. So the corners know they have to communicate to the safeties. Everybody who's giving a call has to get a call. Everybody who's supposed to get one is going to keep asking for it until they hear it. So, Brian, the corners, Ty, the guys that have been playing, they'll be in there and they'll help. We've got a couple guys that are going to rep in there this week, and then we'll see how Ronaldo progresses. But you've got to, other guys have to kind of step up and pick up some of that burden whenever you lose a player that is really kind of like a quarterback in the secondary.
I'm guessing you mean David Rubin, Josh Barrett.
Yeah. Yeah, David, Vernon, Josh, I mean, they're all back there. And, like I said, we'll see how Ronaldo progresses this week. And, we got who we got.
How have David and Josh?
They've played a lot in the offseason, in the preseason, and haven't played much safety during the course of the regular season. So, they get reps every week, and they get in there, and they play, and they learn. And it's their job to know the game plan, but you'll find out a lot more, when you put them in there in a real game. But have faith in both of them or all of them and trust them back there in a deep part of the field.
Josh, there's a survival of the fittest aspect of the NFL. Just go without saying, you're not as healthy in December as you are in September.
Yeah.
What do you do as a head coach? You cut practice short here and there, and you look for ways to keep the players fresher?
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to kind of balance that with what you need to do to get ready for the game. But we're certainly we're not unique in that we have some guys banged up and a long list on a report that says we got some people with some bumps and bruises. So you're right. This time of the year, everybody's going through that. I think you kind of take a hard look at your team and see what they need. Today we're not going to go ahead and practice in pads today because we're banged up a little bit and just came off a physical game, and that's what we need today. So we'll evaluate it going forward. But again, the biggest thing is if you can get your football team to game day where they can play physical on game day with a lot of energy and feel good about themselves physically and mentally, that's the most important thing. And right now we got 9 practices left during the course of the season. And I hope by now we know how to do most of the things that we're trying to do physically. And so maybe the most important thing at this time of the year is that your team is mentally fresh and then as physically fresh as you can have them on game day.
Josh, how have you and your staff been able to maximize Marshall's talents and effort and everything, given where his mind and his body was in the offseason?
Yeah, but I mean, he's a very good player. I mean, we all know that. You guys have known it for a while, and he's got a unique skill set that allows you to do a lot of things with him. And he, one of the things that I admire the most is how smart he is, because receiver is not an easy position to play in this league against all the different looks you see, against all the different techniques, all the different corners. Guys have different talents and abilities that are covering those players. And You have to understand how to get open and what can help you get open, and any feedback that they give us on game day certainly is worthwhile, as long as it's the right stuff. And he understands adjustments. We make some things, you know, we change some things during the course of the game, and he can change right along with us. So he just, like I said, he's great to coach, fun to have, you know, out there on game day, and does a lot of great things, and hopefully we'll do it this week too.
Was there a point where there was an epiphany with him? Because remember, I know he was probably just joshing, but he said, you know, he didn't know the playbook, but then you talk about his football IQ.
I don't know. I'm not going to go back in the past. I'm, like I said, we're happy where we're at, and he's playing really well.
Josh, you talked about, you know, how you like to spread the ball around in your offense. You talked about the start of the season, postseason. Yet Brandon has more than twice as many catches than anybody else. Why is that? Is that because of play calls, his position, just even getting open more than everybody? Well, why would he have so many more catches?
I think that, you know, certain games dictate the ball goes to somebody more than others. We've seen that through the course of the year. Brandon's been the beneficiary of that. Eddie was certainly earlier against New England. Jabbar's caught a bunch of balls here and there during the course of the year. Scheffler had a bunch in San Diego. We still continue to use that philosophy. The ball is going to go where we think that it should go based on what they're doing to us. And hopefully we've got enough talented players out there to hurt them in whatever coverages or blitz schemes they try to use against us. You know, I think that you always try to get the ball to guys that can make plays, and we've got a lot of them. And just so happened the last 5 or 6 weeks here, we've really kind of been able to get him the ball a bunch. He's getting open. Again, it's a two-way street. You know, you don't just design plays and then automatically have 12 catches. You know, you design your offense, and it's their responsibility to create separation and give you an opportunity to throw the ball in there, and he's done a great job of it, and a lot of our guys have. It's just he's had more turns, and it's really not again, there's not a big force the ball to Brandon Marshall philosophy going on here. You guys know that. There's a lot of open. He was open a bunch last week, and that's why he caught so many passes.
A couple more for Josh. What, you talk about that. Does the lack of balance, I guess, bother you at all? The fact that you have so many catches going to one guy, does that make your offense not work?
I think no, because, again, if they want to just let us throw the ball to one guy, you take what they give you. And last week, we took what they give us, and we're going to continue to do that. If they take that away, then the ball will go somewhere else. The most important thing for us is that we're moving the ball and having positive plays. And whether that be to 10 different receivers or 5 or 3, the tight ends, backs, or receivers, it doesn't make any difference. We're hoping to be productive no matter who we throw it to.
Josh, you've seen the Raiders on tape now when they haven't been very good, and you've seen Montana when they pulled out games against the likes of Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. Besides the play of Gradkowski, which obviously lifted them some, mm-hmm. What do you think lends to the Jekyll Hyde nature of the Raiders this year?
Well, they're playing with a lot of guys that we didn't play against in the first game. You know, Shillings is a go-to receiver. There's no doubt about that. Third down, red zone, he's had a big impact there for him. Made a bunch of big plays in the Cincinnati game late. You know, Gradkowski obviously did some different things and moves in and out of the pocket well, and we don't expect that to change. Fargus, we didn't play against either, is a different style of runner. I mean, it's one of the only, I think they're one of only two teams, or maybe the only team that has three backs that have 80 carries or more. You know, Fargus, McFadden, Bush, they don't really care who's in there. They give it to all three of them and let them go with it. Murphy is certainly playing much better. You know, he was a young kid, obviously, when we played him the first time. This guy's made a bunch of big plays, bunch of big catches and touchdowns last month. He's playing at a different level. You know, I just think that defensively, I think 26 passes have been thrown at Asamuga in 13 games, which is amazing to me. You know, because he shuts everybody down. They've created turnovers in the red zone, and then they've created turnovers when people have been backed up, which has given their offense a short field sometimes, and they've punched it in. So, you know, it's about they've continued to progress and get better and improve. They've got some players healthy now that they didn't when we first played them. We know what happened here last year. You know, we were 6-4, they were 2-8, and they came in here and drummed us 31-10. So the fact that we're 8-5 and they're 4-9 really doesn't make a difference to us. It's a division game. We know it's going to be tough and physical, and they're playing a different style of football. And they're aggressive, and the word I use to describe them is explosive. They're kickers. their offense, their defense. If you take a play off, you're giving yourself a chance to have a big play put up against you.
Josh, coaches like to say that the NFL season is a marathon, not a sprint, but now it is a sprint. Does your message change about what's at stake, what's on the line?
Well, I think we all understand where we're at, and we, at the beginning of the season, we wanted to put ourselves in a position at this point to be able to compete, to be able to play in the postseason, and we've done that, and you know, now our urgency has to go up along with the rest of the leagues, and we can't take any days off, any plays off. We have to have good practice days the rest of the season because, like I said, we only have 9 of them left to try to earn more. And you know, the only thing we know is if we win 3, we'll have a chance to play longer, and that's where we're focused on right now, and it starts with the Raiders.